Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy last Wednesday of October. We have a really cool new guests today. So we are talking to the Good News Project. And if you guys heard the promo for this, they have a really cool program that I don't think a lot of people know about, and it's been around for a little while. So help me welcome Toni Schmidt. She is our help manager with the Good News Project, and Christine Daniels, executive director. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. So in true Wellness Wednesday fashion, we need to ask you some things. So when I say wellness, what does wellness mean to you? We'll start with Toni.
Wellness means finding the perfect balance in your life between work and play and sleep, of course, which is an important part too, and making it work so that you're feeling good throughout the whole day.
Very good. And how about you, Christine?
Oh, that was really good, Toni. I guess, like, as I get older, wellness is more about being in a good headspace so that I can just function well throughout the day and be the best that I can be.
And I didn't tell you guys this ahead of time, but it is a common theme in here, that the balance and taking care of yourself and resting and all that. So you guys are right on track
with everyone.
And it's kind of cool. I like it because we're all on the same page. That means everybody kind of gets it. You know, We're all in that same space.
Yep.
And then the next thing, so what do you do for yourself to keep yourself well, Toni?
I am an artist. I have found a passion in my life about 3-4 years ago, and I do fluid art. So at the end of a workday, I sometimes go home and paint. On the weekends, I sometimes paint. And I also work in an art group, so I'm among other artists, and that's a cool thing for me.
Awesome. Art is always a really good outlet. Christine, what do you do for yourself to keep yourself
sure.
well?
Sure. So I would say in the last 7 years, I've made a habit of getting up at least 45 minutes before the rest of the household in the dark, have my cup of coffee, do my meditations or reading just to just gather myself and have that alone time. Otherwise, it's chaotic and it's like that chaos moves forward with me all day. So
sure. And you guys are in a very cool, I don't know if I want to call it an industry per se, but you guys are in really cool space in our area to help others. So we're going to talk about that, what you do for others. So tell us a little bit about Good News Project and where you guys both fit in there. And then after we come back from the break, we'll dig into it a little bit more.
Sure.
So Christine, you want to start us off?
Yeah, of course. Good News Project is a 41-year-old organization. We actually began as a group of volunteers that traveled to the West Indies and built small homes, did education, did medical work, eye surgeries, dentistry. And then about 25 years ago, we began medical lending. So we had a bunch of medical equipment in our warehouse that we were shipping down to the West Indies, and we always had a little excess. So we began that program. And then at the same time, we realized that we didn't want to be asking the same people for money all the time. As a nonprofit, you know, people get exhausted by all the asks. And so we kind of came up with a little for-profit business within our nonprofit that fit our mission statement. So still didn't have to pay taxes, right? And it is e-cycling, and that brings in about 30% of our annual budget, which, you know, you mix that with grants and appeals, and it makes our little nonprofit run.
And very important. I mean, the e-cycling takes up all that electronics in the dumps is not a great thing. So this is a really good thing that you guys started, and we'll talk about that a little bit more on what that means and what it does for all of us.
Perfect.
So yeah. Long history. The Good News Project has been around for a minute, right? And
yeah.
It's kind of weird because even though I am aware of it, and a lot of us, I think, are, we don't really realize how long it's been here and all the good work you guys are doing. So that's another good reason to have you on the show today. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to cut it right here for the break. We're going to hear from our sponsor, the Community Blood Center. And then we come back, we're going to talk to Toni and get into that mission of what help is all about at Good News. All right, we will be right back. And here's our message from our sponsor, the Community Blood Center. All right, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for sticking with us on this wonderful last Wednesday of October. And our special guests from the Good News Project, Christine Daniels, Executive Director, and Tony Schmidt, Help Manager. So we just heard from Christine. So Tony, tell us what HELP is at Good News.
I'd be happy to. The acronym HELP stands for Health Equipment Lending Program. And that's exactly what we do. In the context of having medical equipment that we shipped overseas in the early years of Good News Project, we found that there are people that had needs locally, and we didn't want to be an organization that just did things international. We wanted to foster our local courses as well. So people can come in and they can borrow equipment that they need, and we suggested monetary donation that helps keeps our lights on and keeps our equipment running, and they can use it for up to 6 months. When they're done using it, they bring it back. Sometimes people find their needs are longer term. Maybe mom just started using a walker, but we didn't know if she'd need it. Maybe she was just fell down and needed to have some guidance right now. And eventually they needed to buy it. Sometimes they buy it from us used. But the biggest thing is we can bring equipment to the community that somebody else no longer needed. All of the equipment we have has been previously donated. So when it comes in our door, we safety check it first, make sure it's stable enough for my mom and my dad, and then we sanitize it so that they know that they don't have to worry about the germs from the previous person. And people can pick things up from us with a reservation.
And what a cool thing, because, I mean, in my younger years with my daughter, there was always something broken, something twisted, mm-hmm. some crutches. We have like 47 pairs of crutches at my house, which, by the way, they might be coming to you now that we're having this discussion. But there are very temporary things, and you have to purchase very expensive equipment mm-hmm. that you don't need for very long. So if you guys are listening and you have some stuff to donate, you take donations always, right? There's not a special time.
Absolutely. Our e-cycling program, electronics recycling program, is only open on Friday. But the health equipment lending program is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. So you could bring donations at any time within that time frame.
Okay. And so basically call you guys. If you have a need, give you a call. And find out how to go through the process. And how do they get a hold of you? What's the phone number? How do they reach you?
They can reach us at 715-843-5985. And we have some lovely staff members and volunteers that answer the phones and are able to handle all the questions. If there's things they don't know, they dove it off to one of us or somebody else that can get that answer.
And you guys are on Facebook. You have a website. All of those things. So
yes.
Good News
Instagram.
Project. Good News Project. Good News Project. Look it up, right?
And the website is goodnewswi.com.
Okay, very good. And anybody can donate and anybody can use these items.
Absolutely. We have no restrictions who is using our equipment. If a person is unable to make a donation, for example, if they were to borrow a walker, we would suggest a modest $10 donation for up to 6 months of use. But there are some people going through stuff right now that they can't even afford that, and that's okay. We would let the equipment go out anyway. If someday in the future they can pay it forward, that's great. But we still are going to let that equipment go out to them without the donation.
Sure. So don't be afraid to ask.
Absolutely.
Just give you guys a call. I mean, that's what you do. This is literally you. Your mission is to help people, period.
We want to create wellness in their household as well.
Very good.
And I think it's important that, you know, we state that we help any demographic. So we're not just helping people who are low income. It can be anyone. And we look at this as this is reuse of valuable resources that have already been manufactured, right? So, you know, say you're having your hip replaced and you just want to do something very short term. Come to us and reuse something that's already there and that you know you don't need longer than 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, and anything, medical equipment is very expensive and hopefully very temporary. So this is a fantastic thing because, like, people, you're listening, you have stuff you need to clean out of your house. If it is in good shape, get a hold of these guys because you don't need it. And if you do need it, hey, guess what? You can come back and get
it. Exactly. Yeah. Maybe you need it in 3 years. Just come to us.
Yeah. Because I know I'm on one of those where I'll be like, well, I'm going to hang on to it because, you know, she's going to break something again. He's going to fall down. Something's going to happen. But you know what? No.
Yeah.
It can be stored by you guys and other people can use it in the meantime.
Yes. Or she's going to be taller when she needs those crutches next time and the size that you have is no longer valid for her.
Right.
When you mentioned that you have a lot of crutches, that is a common item donated. And I would say that is a common item borrowed from us as well. However, we get far more donations of crutches and walkers than we can use. So we have found resources throughout the years outside of our country or within our country that need equipment too. So surplus that we can't use, we ship to other places. For example, North Carolina. We had a shipment down after Katrina. We've done different things along the way that have helped other people too.
Good. And we're going to go on, we're out of time for now, but we're going to do a little podcast section with this because you guys have a lot of information that I want to make sure people can get. So we will talk about the e-cycling, and that is not biking. It is recycling electronics. And we will talk about this, the HELP medical program, lending program, again, a little bit more. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. Thank you so much to our guests today from Good News Project, Tony Schmidt, HELP manager from the Health Equipment Lending Program, and Christine Daniels, executive director.
Thank you for having us.
All right, everybody, we are back on the podcast side with our special guest from Good News Project, Tony Schmidt, HELP manager, and HELP stands for Health Equipment Lending Program, and Christine Daniels, our executive director. Hello again, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we just talked about your views on wellness, and it kind of comes back to like what everybody says about the balance and finding your own balance in your life to make you the best person you can be, because you guys are out helping others. And I found a lot of people in Wellness Wednesday land do that. You know, you're taking care of yourself, but you're taking care of yourself so you can actually help your community, which is really cool. And Good News has been around, how long has it been in our area?
About 41 years.
41 years. See that? I can't even believe that, because I have a friend we were talking about off the air that has been affiliated with you guys for many years. And that's when I learned about it. And that was only like less than 10 years ago.
Okay.
So to know that you guys have been around this long kind of makes me sad. Like, I want people to know. What can we do to get this out? I mean, stuff like this, obviously, but everybody listening to this, tell the world, because you guys do really good stuff. We'll start with the very obvious essentials with the recycling and that kind of thing. And then we'll move into the medical equipment and how you guys do that, because You are very local, but we also go international. So tell us about the e-cycling and why that's important to the world and what you guys do and how to go about that.
So our vision as a nonprofit organization is to be the good for the environment and each other. And we do that through various programs, two of them being local programs. The first one is electronics recycling. We abbreviate that e-cycling. And every Friday we take in electronics from the public. So residents, businesses can all bring their unwanted, no longer used electronics to us. We charge 45 cents a pound, and we have one paid staff member that manages the entire program. Other than that, we have probably 25 volunteers that take shifts to help on Fridays. So they'll do the customer service. They'll greet the customer. They'll unload the vehicle. They'll weigh it up, and then there's a transaction there. They also sort it out afterwards into commodity types. And so the better sorting that we do here at our facility, the better bang for our buck, basically. And it becomes a fundraiser for Good News Project. So it's doing two things for us. Well, it's actually doing three things for us. It is keeping all of this electronic waste out of the landfills. So anything that goes through our end recycler, 99.6% of it that goes through that facility is recycled.
Wow.
0.4% goes to the landfill.
That's amazing.
It's just phenomenal. But the other thing the e-cycling program does for us, it supports our health equipment lending program and just supports our annual budget as well. So, you know, we're doing awesome things for the environment. It's a fundraiser. And a lot of times people don't know that. They'll just come and they might just know about one of our programs, not both of them. And so if they come into the door to recycle their electronics, they'll see all of this medical equipment off to the side and they're like, what's this? And so it gives us an opportunity just to talk about what we're doing in addition to e-cycling, which is the health equipment lending program.
Yeah, it's so neat because you can recycle all kinds of things, pop bottles, whatever. But the electronics, we are so dependent on electronics. Everybody has 9 million electronics. How many TVs do people have right now who they're listening? How many TVs do you have that are dead in your house that you need to get rid of? Take them to Good News.
Yes.
Don't throw them in the backyard. Don't take them to your friend's farm. Take them and do what's right with them. It's only 45 cents a pound, right? So, and TVs these days are not that big and heavy. It's not like it's the 80s.
We're definitely seeing them get lighter in the last year. Like, I would say, you know, 12 years ago, they were saying, you know, all the console TVs are going to be gone soon. And that wasn't the case. But in the last year, we've been seeing things get lighter. And so, you know, it's a prediction coming true, but there's more volume, right?
Right.
So there's so much more stuff. And the important thing is that these are reclaimable materials. So there's gold in this stuff. There's aluminum. There's copper. There's glass that can be reused. There's plastics that can be reused. So it's really about not mining the earth for more resources. It's reusing what is laying around in your garage.
Yeah. And like, recycling has been a thing forever. And I know we all take it for granted. I mean, I have a recycling bin and I throw my things in there, but I don't really give it much thought. And I don't know if I'm doing it right, honestly. Like, I know not everything is recyclable just because it's plastic or whatever,
right.
But I put it in the recycle bin and I hope it goes where it goes. But we need to get better at that. And I think that would kind of be, maybe we should work on that. We should figure out some kind of a recycling breakdown for people to make sure it's all getting where it's got to be.
So we recently did that.
Good.
Yeah. And it really depends on the area you live in and your garbage collector and your recycling collector. So in the city of Wausau, it's Harters. And you can go to their website and it gives you a pretty good breakdown. So good. In fact, my children are kind of lousy at recycling and it drives me nuts because it's so important to me. And so I laminated this piece of paper and it says 1, 2, 3, and they'll put something wrong in there. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, look at the number. It's not that difficult. You are intelligent people, right?
Do they come down and volunteer?
They do.
Okay. Okay. 'Cause I was gonna say, if not, maybe we need to.
So the cool thing is they used to be voluntold.
Ah.
And now their own friends are recruiting them to come volunteer at Good News Project.
Fantastic.
Which I love. I couldn't be happier about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the children are our future, Whitney Houston. You know, like, we have to teach them the ways because it is getting worse. We are in a very disposable world right now. And I mean, even just like toys and things, they're necessary kind of at the time. And then they sit
for
and they're
sure.
plastic or they are electronic. So if you have electronic kids' toys, like, that's all the same. It's
all the same.
Counts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We'll take your old hoverboards that don't work anymore, your little electric scooters. Yeah, not for long. But those do come through. We have a little electronic train that is, I don't know, like 10 feet by 2 feet that came in and was recycled.
On.
Yeah, we're having a hard time putting it in a box because it's so cute. So we're just, like, looking at it for a while. But at some point, it'll take up
it'll
too much
It'll find a
space.
Good home.
Yeah. I think it's a good segue, though, for the reuse of medical equipment.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of concept.
Yeah, why put something into a landfill that still has usefulness? And if you don't need it any longer, somebody else can. And you had mentioned earlier that you didn't know about our program and how long has it been around. You know, I'm finding there's people that don't know about us until they need us.
Yeah.
So someone listening to this program today might hear what we're doing and take it in and go, that's really cool. But honestly, it might be 2 or 3 years down the road when mom falls and she needs to be released from the hospital and the hospital says before she's released, she needs a walker. And the light bulb may or may not come on, but the hospital, good chances are, will tell you to go to Good News Project and you go, oh yeah, that's right. So we retain it, but it might not be in the forefront of our brains.
Sure. And that's kind of like radio math. Like, you have to hear it so many times before,
exactly.
You know, and not necessarily radio, but in general, like, people, we're repetitive. We have to hear things many times before we act on it. And again, it is good to have at the top of your mind because somebody listening knows somebody right now that is sitting at home in a bad way because they cannot get mobile for whatever that is.
Yeah, a family member, a friend, someone in their church.
Yeah, and kids at school. I mean, everybody has, we all have economic differences. And it, like you'd said, it doesn't even matter. You don't ask somebody for their finances when they come in, right? You offer, if you can make a donation, please do so. If not, and I would think, I mean, I personally would be, if I was in a place that I couldn't do it, when I could, I would do it. You know, you could just walk in, somebody just walk in on a random Tuesday and be like, here's $20.
That does happen.
See, that's fantastic.
But
I love
more
it.
Often what happens is, as Christine said earlier, that it isn't just the low-income people that come to use our program. There's people of great wealth that use our program. They use it for many reasons. One is the convenience. They can get it right away. Two is the fact that they aren't buying something that's going to end up going into a landfill at some point. But the third is that they want to support our organization. So oftentimes that person coming in asks for a $10 donation for a walker, we'll give $20 and say, keep the change. And our response to that is always the same. Thank you, because there's somebody else that might not be able to.
Right.
You're helping us help them.
Yeah. And that medical equipment is, like, I don't know why anybody would do it different. The more we're talking about this, I'm like, why would you ever go buy a thing?
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it is totally genius because unless it is a permanent thing, like if you were in a wheelchair, that is obviously a situation. My stepfather was in a wheelchair and he was a quadriplegic. We had a big giant power wheelchair that we could not give to you guys just because of logistics of shipping it.
Sure.
But we did give it to the Wounded Warriors. So it went to someplace, because what are we supposed to do with that? That was a tens of thousands of dollars worth of machine that somebody could not afford, and especially, you know, in our area, it wasn't a little lightweight thing. I mean, it was basically a car. It was basically a Volkswagen, you know, and it couldn't get far from here, but it stayed local, and that's very cool, because he would have loved that as well.
What we're about. We want to help people. So if your item couldn't come to us for whatever reason, and you could find somebody else that could use it, that's the goal, helping someone that needed it.
Yeah.
And we do accept power equipment in our office. However, because of allergies, it needs to come from a smoke-free or pet-free home, and it needs to be running. Power wheelchairs are notorious for the batteries going dead, and the batteries can cost between $200 and $400. Yes. When we get equipment like that, we have an audience for it, and the audience that comes in tends to be the person that can afford $25 a month. And it's a long time to recover the cost if we have to buy batteries. So it needs to come from smoke-free, pet-free home, and it needs to be in operating condition.
Yeah.
But we would be happy to accept it. You'd have to bring it to us, though.
Sure. And this was many, many, many years ago, so I don't know where that, you know, fell in there. But it was, at the time, logistically not just the place for it. But you do take other stuff. And like you just said, if you have those things. And we've talked a lot local, because that's very important. You know, you guys are here, and this is what you do here. But the Good News Project, and I know because I know someone affiliated, St. Lucia is a very big portion of the Good News Project, and you guys do other areas as well, right? So
yes.
Tell us a little about the international things that you do and how our items here make a difference elsewhere.
Sure. So our organization actually started, you know, in the West Indies, and that was doing service, bringing groups of volunteers who paid their own way for 2 weeks at a time. And we ended up expanding to three different islands. So St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and Dominica. And, you know, going strong, we housed over 1,400 people between 1983 and 2020. COVID kind of put a damper on things, but I'm always a silver lining kind of person. And I feel like in those years where that program was shut down, we were able to just kind of take a step back and look at how needs have changed over those, you know, almost 40 years. And at the time, especially during COVID and just a couple years after, people were really struggling with basic food. We need food. We need laptops so our kids can continue to be educated, you know, just those types of things. So we, 2 years ago, we have a board member. Her name is Dr. Delia Samuel. She is St. Lucian, and she's a PhD in math. She teaches over at the U of M. And she had always wanted to give back to her country. And we always really respected her opinion about, you know, how does the culture function? You know, are we doing the right things? Are we saying the right things? And she wanted to start a math camp. So we became a major sponsor of math camp. They had atrocious pass rates for mathematics. And the premise was that if kids can't succeed in math, then how is the country and the economy itself supposed to rise up?
Yeah, right. If they don't understand basic addition and subtraction and
how
dollars
do you make business
and things
better.
Yeah,
how do you do all those things? So after year one, there was a 1% increase in pass rates, which we took as a huge win.
Hey, 1% is really a large portion.
It really is when you're looking at a lot of kids. The other thing that we didn't expect to happen was how these students who went through this 2-week math camp became, not all of them, but some of them became very good leaders in the classroom the next year. And we're like, well, this is interesting. But just their whole attitude changed and their self-confidence changed. And they started helping other students. And, you know, we have a couple different quotes from teachers saying that this student, I would never have expected this from this student. So That was really exciting. Year two went great, and we're actually working on sponsorship of year three, which will be in 2025, and they are increasing the age group. So we're starting to try to go younger now, so that they can get excited about math at earlier years. You know, the first target age was 15 to 16-year-olds because they were about to take these what they call CXC exams, which would determine their future, basically. Mm-hmm. Do they get to go on to technical college? Do they get to go on to community college? Do they have to go to the workforce? You know, those are determining factors. So in addition to the 15 and 16-year-olds, we're also targeting the 10 and 11-year-olds now. We're going to try to keep going down.
It's just amazing because I used to do stuff with Girl Scouts, and so I understand when you have kids that aren't exposed to the things, usually, and I don't mean any disrespect by this, but they're usually the trouble kids because they don't have their outlet. They haven't found their thing. Mm-hmm. And now you've given all of these children, like math, I should go to the math camp because I'm no great at math. But now some are. And the ones that are going to blossom, and because now they have knowledge, knowledge is power, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Math, who knew? Lots who of people knew. and to bring that to... It's 2024. Like, I can't even imagine that we have to have this conversation, that there's children in this world that do not know math at 15 years old.
I know.
And these are beautiful places. Like, people go vacation there and spend thousands of dollars, and next door to them are children that can't add. That's so sad. So it's great that you guys are doing so many things. And those children reflect back to us. They'll come here. Because I know children that grew up there that are now adults here and making a huge difference. And I know their families, and it's awesome. Because they needed a hand up, they got it, and now they're coming here and making a difference.
Yep.
So you guys are global. And you're right here in our little land. How awesome is that?
And I'm going to take this one step further, if you don't mind, talking about how we are internationally and talking about our reach. We have recently received a grant from the Inclusive Foundation that is going to take our health equipment lending program a little further as well. So the grant has allowed us to buy a box truck, a larger vehicle, and that vehicle is going to take equipment to some of the outlying communities.
Awesome.
So if you lived in Anago, if you lived in Stratford, if you live in Edgar, and you would have to drive to Wausau to pick up your reserved equipment, if you can wait till the truck comes to you, which will be twice a month, we will park in a community location and you can pick up your items right off the truck.
Yeah, because hello, if you need medical equipment, there's a pretty good chance you can't drive yourself someplace. If you need a wheelchair, you might not be able to get yourself to this thing.
Or if you're a caregiver, you might not be able to leave your loved one for an hour to drive in. Now, not everybody will be able to wait for that 2 weeks. Sometimes you need it today. But everyone should be able to wait for 2 weeks to return the items when you're done. So even if you can't pick them up reserved, you can return them or donate. So what we will do is we will have a schedule of the 11 different communities that we're going to work to. We will have the location where we will be, for example, at a Dollar General in the Edgar store from 10 to 11 on every other Wednesday or however that schedules out. And people will be able to find that schedule on our website as well as to the churches and the people in their community. We're going to get the information out too.
Good. And you guys are always, you always need more people, right? You said you have a decent army of people now, but you always need more, and there's always space for volunteers. And so if somebody's listening to this and wants to get involved, how do they get involved?
Well, they can contact us at Good News Project. We have a volunteer coordinator. Her name is Rolene, and she is awesome. She is the best person ever to fill that position. She tries to find the right connection for you so that you're happy in your volunteering position. So she can be reached at our phone number, 715-843-5985. And if you connect up with someone at the main office, the main desk, they'll connect you to Rolene, and she will sit down with you and talk with you about what works for you.
All right. And even if you can't be physically in there, there's something you can do for the Good News Project. So
there is. And we're also going to look for volunteers in those 11 communities. So when the truck comes in and parks there for an hour, if you're able to give an hour to help the truck driver, the person that's going to be doing that work for that hour, we're going to look for those volunteers as well.
Very
Tony,
cool.
Tell her about that phone call that you got from a woman in Antigo.
There's a woman whose significant other recently passed, and she was talking about returning the items that she borrowed from us. She asked if we would take additional donations, which often happens, and of course the answer was yes. I mentioned to her that this grant we received, and we're looking at rolling this out in the first of the year. And she's the first one that brought up the idea, can I volunteer? I can't drive to Wausau. I don't have the time that I can do that, but I would love to volunteer when the truck comes and parks in my community.
Well, and how nice, because obviously she knows that she had a need and somebody helped her, and now she has the time and can pay that forward. So that's very
absolutely
cool. And yeah, the outlying areas. Yeah, you don't have to come to Wausau. You can be where you live, and maybe there isn't a program there now, but maybe there could be.
Yeah.
So get a hold of these ladies. And one last time here, we have Tony Schmidt, HELP Manager, and HELP stands for Health Equipment Lending Program, and Christine Daniels, Executive Director of Good News Project, right here in Wausau on our east side. And I'm going to have you ladies tell one more time all of your contacts. You just set a phone number, but your address and websites and how people can get a hold of you to get involved in the good news.
Our address is 1106 North 5th Street. We are right by the train tracks, just north of downtown Wausau. Our website is www.goodnewswi.com. And again, our phone number is 715-843-5985.
And just to clarify, our electronics recycling is on Fridays only from 9 to 4. The cost is 45 cents a pound. And the Health Equipment Lending Program is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, ladies, for having you in for this Wellness Wednesday. And I think we should talk again. You should come in
regularly
so we know what's going on and what you guys have needs for. And
we'll definitely want to let you know when our mobile truck is up and rolling.
Yes, that will be great. We absolutely need to talk about that when that happens so we can let everybody know. So thank you so much, ladies. Good News Project. You guys get involved and get your electronics over there and recycled. And if you have any health equipment you're not using, get it over there too.
Thanks, Cindy.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You too.